You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Today, we're showcasing prisoner poems that you, our listeners, have helped bring to life.
Void. I sat alone in a smoke-filled room, surrounded by forms and voices. They invaded my mind and clouded my perception. "We are all stranded here," they cried. "We all hurt and are lost." I was a million miles from nowhere. Time was only a popular misconception. Purgatory? Limbo? I don't know. My thoughts wandered back to my previous life. I was happy then, but never realized it. I only realized it now, that I compare it to this. Was that the girl I loved who danced across my thought? Now I tumble through the melancholy void, like a speck of dust breathed into the lungs of the user, neither noticed or felt into flimmy oblivion, waiting to be sneezed out, less than I ever was. Sounds are calling me back now, tumbling back down from my unpeaceful reveries. Laughs, coughs, curses, incoherent chatter. My vision clears to see the cloudy haze, lonely, broken, rabid dogs in a cage. I am surrounded by replicant mirror images of myself. I see myself at all ages and states of being. I am surrounded by 100 other me's, but still, I am completely and utterly alone.
My name is Julia Lopez, and I am reading a poem entitled Black Child by a person who is incarcerated at Red Onion State Prison. Black Child. I was born unto a world of slavery. I have learned to plow fields for my master. I even became a stud for his market. I believe in the cruel reality of life. I was given no justice for my color. I was burdened with the fear of freedom. Now, I steal to survive in this world, to feed my hungry mind for knowledge, to satisfy my lust for wisdom. I would kill to protect my mother. I will shame myself to be equal, and I will laugh to define my dreams. True, true, I am a slave to this world, but my mind is free to the melody. I dance within my heart to this beat. Whatever life has planned for me, I will make sure I caress it slowly. I will treat it as a child. Being a black child is a lot of pain. But I learned the game of war just the same, and now I am a warrior. The battle continual even today.
My name is Karen Garrett. I'm reading a poem called Future and Past. I saw my mother and sister today. It had been 10 months. We talked and laughed and cried. Somewhere inside me, another part of the user died. I have been trying to destroy him for so very long. He led me down the road to this dead end alone. Why I chose to walk with him, I cannot say. As much as I hate it, part of him lives to this day. It took so much for me to wake up and finally see that he was destroying all I was, all I tried to be. At times I wanted to end my life, just so he'd die with me. I still feel the drizzle of his dirty rain in my heart. I lost so many hopes and dreams in those dark clouds. But I'm here now with new goals and dreams to follow, new chances, new fears, and more pride to swallow. Every glimmer of my past I see is a reminder of my mistakes and how fate has chastened me. My mother's tears hurt me as much or more than I hurt myself. I could never make that up to her or make it up to myself. All I can do is pick up the pieces and try to move on, scrap my old notebook, and write some new.
Hello, I'd like to read a poem, and it's dedicated to Darnell. It's a poem I wrote, it's an ode. My name is Rennie Golden. And this is a poem which is an ode to Cook County Jail. To Jose and Darnell shackled at the waist, Houdinis trapped in a sinking trunk. To their relatives who climb courthouse steps holding pain like paper lanterns, helpless when the judge throws away the padlock keys. To those who swagger past the uniforms moments from their brother or sister's doom. To the defeated mothers who spend 2 hours on the bus in order to sit in a paneled room and watch their sons go down. To the pimp in a fur coat idling the motor of a Lexus, waiting for the suits to cut his woman loose. To the guards who pat down weary grandmothers passing ghost-like through metal detectors. Move forward, the guards repeat, eyes empty of light. Empty your pockets. Raise your arms, ma'am. To the bailiffs who call for order from spectators so tired that the only surprise of justice could stir, the only surprise would be justice. To the city councilman who never set a foot beyond the high gloss wood of the courtroom, who never walk a catwalk, gag from the sour smell, hear a 20-year-old sob at 3 a.m. when they rip off his belt. To the officers who push boys into cells with muscled guys. To the guards in the pen who strip search women caught with 4 ounces of crack. Squat, lady, squat. To the prosecutors who bring their voices up from way down in their throats and never move their lips, who speak through public defenders who say, after 5 minutes with a 20-year-old facing an inferno, do you want the deal or not? To the district cops who bring in the captives every bone aching night, cuff them, ignore eyes filling. To the detectives who interrogate, kicking chairs out from under them, their mouths to the scum's eardrums screaming, you piece of shit. To all of us whose sons and daughters walk unharmed, who can't imagine this.
Hello, my name is Rachel, and I'm reading Loving a Prisoner by Margot Ferguson, who is incarcerated at the Otter Creek facility in Kentucky. Nobody knows this better than you and I. It only gets harder day after day, so giving me your heart is a high price to pay, promising me and saying you'll be okay. Knowing someday they'll open that gate for me and you, hoping and waiting for a little each day for the smile I get when one comes my way. Tell me you love me and miss me so, because if you don't, I need to know. Loving a prisoner is not much fun, but it's worth the wait when the time is done. My time is written in volumes of parts, the past, the present, and the yet to be. The past is over and far away. The present is what we are living today, but the best of the three is yet to be, when we'll be together again, forever, in each other's loving arms.
I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.